Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, baby, here we go. 3, 2, and 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston podcast. Let's run the slate.
Woo! BetQL Boston is officially back. We went on a bit of a holiday hiatus, but we are officially returned to the program here. I am, of course, Chris Scheim. This is the pod. For those of you who don't know or haven't paid attention at all, Mutt has actually left WEEI. They did not renew his contract, so he is no longer with the company, unfortunately. I will miss him dearly. I still text him all the time. Me and Mutt are friends. We are friends. We will continue to be friends. We will hang out. We will grab drinks. We will watch sporting events because Mutt is my friend. I will text him about stupid gambling all the time. And that will never change, and I will miss Mutt dearly because this is one of the things I looked forward to every single day after I was done with the Greg Hill Show. I loved coming in here and doing this podcast with Mutt every single day. So I will absolutely miss that, without a question. But, alas, I will also continue doing the podcast because there's one thing I love to do. It is, in fact, gamble a lot. I love to gamble. It's fun. I enjoy it. I'm decent at it. I'm not terrible. So you know what? I like to do it. And we are going to continue doing the BetQL Boston podcast. And hopefully, you know, we'll get a couple guests on going forward. This is still going to be 5 to 6 days a week. Maybe not the full 7, but definitely 5 to 6. I am right in the midst of one of my favorite betting seasons of the year. We're just about to get into NFL playoffs. The NHL is very much in swing, and there's really cool trends and easy things to follow right now that I think a lot of people can capitalize on in the NHL. And so with all that, and then on top of that, you have the NBA. Baseball is going to be starting up soon. We are in a prime spot here when it comes to gambling. Gambling in Massachusetts, some mobile sports books finally have licenses at this point. I think right now we have Caesars, WynnBET, Barstool Sportsbook, and BetMGM have all gotten their mobile licenses on top of us already having retail licenses handed out. So it's a good time. It's a fun time to be gambling here in the state of Massachusetts. We'll almost be able to do it from our couches soon. Before the Super Bowl, we'll be able to go to a couple casinos and do it as well. So I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to pieces. I will miss Mutt dearly, but alas, the show shall go on. We shall continue. If you loved Mutt and you hated Scheim, I apologize. And if you love me, well, then you're just going to get even more of me. And like I said, I'll get some different people in here every once in a while. We'll mix it up. We'll get some guests in. It won't just be me droning for 15 or 20 minutes every single day, Monday through basically Saturday. So with that being said, I felt like today was the perfect opportunity to get back into the swing of things with the BetQL Boston podcast because we have not only just a Bruins game on the West Coast tonight at 10:30, we also have the Celtics playing in Dallas tonight. So we got a lot of Boston action. There's also just a lot of action across the board in general that I actually really like, especially in the NHL. So we're going to start with the Boston Celtics tonight. The Celtics are currently on a 2-game losing streak. They lost to the Denver Nuggets 123-111 and then lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder 150-117, which is a pretty embarrassing loss, all things considered, especially without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the game for the Thunder. So the Celtics have been on a bit of a slide. They've been really kind of hot or cold as of late, and now they draw the Dallas Mavericks, and Luka Doncic has been on an absolute tear. I believe they're on a 7-game winning streak. He's averaging like 41 points a game over the 7. It's a tough spot for the Celtics, and yet they're favored in tonight's game in Dallas. They're 3-point favorites. I'm going to bet against the Celtics tonight. I don't normally do that, especially a team that's been so good throughout the year. But you're giving 3 points to arguably the hottest player in basketball right now, right? It's probably Luka, Giannis, and and Kevin Durant that seem to be really the hottest players in all of basketball right now. So I think the Celtics are kind of working through some growing pains right now in order to get ready for the playoffs. And so I kind of want to capitalize on that with a really good Dallas superstar here. So I'm going to get 3 points. Give me the Dallas Mavericks +3 tonight hosting the Boston Celtics. I'm also going to sprinkle a little bit on the money line. It's only +125. It's not amazing, but I like the plus money value there. So I will also be playing the Dallas Mavericks money line. Within the game, though, you're looking at props. As much as I would like to bet on the Luka prop, the line is set at 34.5 points. It's just too many points for me. I mean, for the season, he's averaging just over 34 points. I understand that over the last 7 games in that win streak, he's averaging like 41. I get that. I can't commit to a point total that's that high. A different guy, though, that I do want to target, though, is Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown has been on a bit of a tear himself as of late. So I would like to target Jaylen Brown, whose point total is over 26.5 tonight. You might say, Shime, you say he's on a tear. What do you mean by he's on a tear? Well, his last 6 games, 29, 30, 29, 39, 29, 36. Just like I was talking about with Luka, Giannis, Kevin Durant, Jaylen Brown finds himself right now in a bit of a hot streak. I want to ride that where the number is still relatively low. It's kind of about average for what he has been. So over 26.5 feels like a really good spot to capitalize on Jaylen Brown here against the Dallas Mavericks. So that's what I like tonight in the Celtics game. I like Dallas +3, the Mavericks money line. To me, the Luka line is too much. So that's a stay away is kind of where I'm leaning right now. I get it if you want to play it. Just because he has been so damn good over the last week or two. But for me, that's an unplayable. And then over 26.5 for Jaylen Brown is really kind of the sweet spot here in this game. So I think that's how I want to attack the Celtics game. And then we get the West Coast Bruins game. So you can watch the Celtics tonight, and then you can get into the Bruins at 10:30 out in L.A. They're taking on the Kings. Again, similar to that Luka play, this is a total stay away for me. I'm going to watch this. We got news that Jake DeBrusque is dealing with a broken fibula. That's not a weight-bearing bone. It's not like a major injury. It is it's a significant one, but this isn't going to end his season by any means. He'll probably be out anywhere from 5 to 7 weeks is my approximation. People are saying 4 to 6. I think he'll be out slightly longer because I don't think they're going to want to rush him back. I think they want him to get fully healthy. They're going to be making a move here prior to the trade deadline at some point anyways. So I think that's what they'll want, is they'll want him back towards the latter end of that time frame, the 5 to 7 weeks, I would say, and then really try and get everyone gelling and ready and hot for the playoffs. I mean, the Bruins have been the best team in hockey, bar none. They have been phenomenal to this point. They're 29-4-4 on the season or something ridiculous like that. Like, it's betting on the Boston Bruins, and especially on the Bruins puck line, has been a godsend so far this year. I'm not going to ruin that tonight. As I think the Bruins can win this game right now. They're -155 on the money line. I'm just going to stay away. I don't want to touch this game tonight. The Kings have been pretty good. Even Mike Milbury pointed it out today on the Greg Hill show. The LA Kings have been playing pretty well themselves. They're not too bad over there. They've kind of figured some things out, and they can score goals. So for me, this is a game I just want to avoid. I want to watch. I want to see how the Bruins look without Jake DeBrusque. I want to see just how good this LA Kings team is, and then I'll figure out how to approach the Bruins as they go on their, I believe they're on a West Coast road trip that lasts for like 3 games. They have San Jose, Anaheim, and then they come back home to take on the Kraken. So there's going to be other opportunities to bet on the Bruins. Tonight just simply isn't one of them. With all that being said, however, there are a lot of plays in the NHL tonight I really like. 3 in particular that I'm going to point out to you. So first off the bat, I think one of the things that has gone underrated so far this season is just how good the Carolina Hurricanes have been. We talked about the Boston Bruins and how dominant they've been. We've been able to follow them all season. For those who don't know necessarily much about the NHL outside of Boston, because they're really just Bruins fans, that's okay. But the Hurricanes are only 6 points back of the Bruins in the standings right now. The Hurricanes in their own right have been tremendous. 25-7-6, 12-3-1 at home, which is where they find themselves tonight, hosting the Nashville Predators, who overall haven't been all that great. They've been fine. I think they are 2-3 in their last 5 games. They're 16-14-6 overall in the season. So they've been just very kind of run-of-the-mill average, whereas the Hurricanes have been quietly really, really good and really strong on the season so far. So tonight what I want to do is I want to capitalize on that. I think there's a bit of a mismatch here, and I want to go Carolina on the puck line. So I'm going to lay a puck and a half here, 1.5 for the Carolina Hurricanes. You're going to get that at plus 125. I really like the value there. The money line's minus 225. I think that's just too steep. Too much vig to pay there. So this is why I'm leaning on the puck line here. I think Carolina is far superior to Nashville, and I think they should dominate in this game, especially at home where they've been tremendous. So I want Carolina on the puck line. That's my biggest play of the night. You can bet your sweet bottom dollar that I'm going to put probably a unit and a half on this, just because I really, really like Carolina on the puck line at -1.5. Then I want to go to the Seattle Kraken. They are actually traveling to the Toronto Maple Leafs. I've actually been able to profit a lot on the Seattle Kraken this year. I think they're a team that are very easy to recognize how to bet them. They've gone on winning streaks. They've been really hot at times. But the thing that you really need to take notice is the over-under for the Seattle Kraken. Anytime it's like 6, I generally like to lower that to 5.5 and stick it in a parlay with another leg that I love. Tonight, in particular, with the Toronto Maple Leafs, the over-under is 6.5, but I'm getting that at even money. So you're getting it at plus 100. I love the over 6.5 here. I think both of these teams can score. I mean, they're both averaging approximately 3.5 goals a game right now. The Kraken are allowing over 3 goals a game. Toronto's doing a better job when it comes to goals allowed, but just in general, like, listen to the last 5 for the Seattle Kraken. 5-2, 4-1, 7-2, 3-2, 6-5 in a shootout. And for the Toronto Maple Leafs, 6-5, 6-2, 6-3, 5-4, 4-3. Like, the Toronto Maple Leafs haven't gone under 6.5 in quite a while. I think they're a very easy team to bet on the over because they're just, there's so many goals scored in these games, and I feel like they play a lot of close games, which allows for the other team to score goals. So if Toronto's scoring goals, the other team scoring goals, the game's generally just going to go over. So I like the over of 6.5 tonight in Seattle, Toronto at even money. There's actually one other over that I absolutely love tonight. That would be the New York Islanders visiting the Edmonton Oilers. It's a strategy I used a lot last year. It's a strategy I continue to use this year. When you find an opportunity to bet, a good opportunity to bet the Edmonton Oilers over, you take it. Again, this is a team that has had multiple opportunities for overs over the last few weeks, especially when you find a good team to pair them with, right? So when you pair them against a bad team, that's when you want to attack the over because Edmonton scores a lot of goals. It's when you find a really good goaltender that it's generally when you want to stay away. You're looking at, for instance, like in the Winnipeg game, that was only a 2-1 finish. The Winnipeg goalie, Connor Hellebuyck, has had a great season so far. So I would like to, you know, avoid good goaltenders when it comes to the Oilers. But when you're getting a team like the New York Islanders, who hasn't been very good all season, again, another meh team, they're 22-15-2. But I just, they've 10-9-2 on the road. I think this is a perfect opportunity to take the over with Edmonton. And I would even look into a possibility for like a Connor McDavid goal. I think that's -110 for Connor McDavid. If you like to play the player props, you can even look at the points. I think his points total is, yeah, it's over 1.5 at -140. So you got a little bit of juice there just because McDavid's so good. I also think there's an opportunity for like a Leon Draisaitl assist or his points total over 1.5 at +115. I think that's very playable as well. So those are the kind of bets I would look for in that game. But the bet I love the most would be the over 6 in Islanders at Edmonton Oilers. That's kind of all I got for today, so I'll run through the slate again. In the Celtics game, I'm on the Mavericks +3 and the Mavericks money line tonight. I also love the Jaylen Brown over 26.5 on the point total. I'm staying away from the Bruins out in L.A. I just think L.A. is a good team, and the Bruins need to kind of figure out exactly what they're going to do without Jake DeBrusk going forward. My favorite NHL bet of the day, though, Carolina Hurricanes on the puck line at +125. I think that is the best bet on the board tonight. When it comes to value and possible success rate there. So I'm going to go with the Hurricanes at -1.5, +125. And then I love the over in both the Seattle-Toronto game at 6.5. You're going to get that at even money. And then the over of 6 in Islanders-Oilers tonight, that's -110. So, or I'm sorry, -115. I think it's a pretty solid slate of games tonight. I really, really like what's going on in the NHL. I think that there's a really good opportunity right now to make some money on a lot of these games. I know the other night I hit on 4 of 5, so I'm really kind of looking at the NHL slates when there's, you don't want a slate that there's like 15 games, but when there's a slate of like 8 to 9, that's kind of the ideal night. You're going to get some good matchups. You're going to see some opportunity for over-unders. I know Mutt and I talked about the daily special of like goals on a day. The DraftKings has figured out exactly how to approach that now. It's just slightly over that 6-goal mark. So it's a little bit harder now to kind of capitalize on that as it was in the beginning of the season. But there's still opportunities every once in a while. I know tonight's goal total is 63.5. So you're looking at literally six and a half goals a game is what they're looking at. I haven't looked through, or I haven't done out my math for what I would think the total would be there. So I'm not going to give you a bet on that. But if you're into just betting the under almost religiously on those daily specials, like I have been at times, that is there for you. It's under 63.5 at -115. That'll do it for me. That's the slate of games tonight. Thank you so much. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Let me know what you think. If you have any thoughts, ideas going forward, any guests that you want to see me get on, please let me know. We all missed Mutt dearly. I love the guy. This podcast will never be the same without him, but I will continue to do what I can for the people. That has been the BetQL Boston podcast. Make sure to tune in tomorrow when we get right back to it. I'll see you then.